You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
The thing is, like, where people will focus on vanity metrics, it matters in small use cases when you're building affiliate deals or if you're trying to get press and publicity. Yes, those vanity metrics will come into play. But at the end of the day, if you're not making money, you're wasting time.
Hold on for that nugget. That's a t-shirt right there. If you're not making money, you're wasting time. I love that.
Great.
And like I said, money is all that matters. So like you just co-signed 100%.
Okay. I'll wear that.
You just said anything you do that's not making money is wasting time.
For social media. Yes. I'm going to give that caveat. But where I think a lot of people will lose traction is, so I have a really strong opinion on this, that people that are in your inbox, monitoring your comments, managing your messages, are often just your customer service team. There are golden conversations. There's cash in those conversations that if you don't train your customer experience team on sales, you are missing out a lot of money because you're going to have people asking specific questions that will be assumed as customer service, but are actually monetary based, transactional forward use case. Someone who reaches out to a hotel chain and is asking, do you have handicap parking or do you have van accessible parking? Because there's a family coming that have six people in the car and they don't want to park six blocks away when there's 25 other hotels they can visit in Orlando. So they're asking, can I park close to where I'm staying so I don't have to carry everything in the hot Orlando sun to my room? Is this convenient? A customer service conversationalist will say yes, versus a sales type of conversation can be like, absolutely, we have multiple drop-off places. Are you asking this because you want to bring stuff to your room and bring this more of how your hotel is better than all the other chains around because they're going for rapid fire of who's going to give me my solution first? So small little thing.
Not small at all. That's brilliant because you're absolutely right. Every 200 clients and 199 of them, when it comes to every one of those conversations, puts a left brain technician with an FAQ in front of them, in front of their customers, no sales training whatsoever, no sales narrative whatsoever. And there's so many things that you can do to ascend, upsell, or just satisfy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I think that's such a really phenomenal point.
So ways that they can, if you want to do this at scale and do an SOP, is you can identify trigger words that lead to a transactional based question. So you can start and look through, and you can use an AI and upload all these conversations. You can download conversations, put them into a CSV file, upload them into ChatGPT, have ChatGPT analyze all the conversations you have, and then bucket them into 10 different categories.
Well, and all these chat apps now have sentiment analysis. So if you're using any major customer service help desk, whatever, they do a lot of this in app.
Perfect. So it's even better. I'm still not AI dependent, but with AI as a tool with everything that we use.
You just flexed on me a little. I'm not AI dependent.
There was a lawsuit that was just revealed the other day that someone who was getting protection rights for something they made in Midjourney, and then they did a little bit of photoshopping to age it, was denied protection for it because it was an AI created source. So going back to the episode where I talked about what we've done with AI and blogs, when I had said that we use AI as like Lego building, we know that we have tools and we build it in. It's an element of, so like our content will be 40 to 60% written by AI, but it's 40 to 60% written by a human. That is something that has been changed and manipulated enough that it should pass what is now going to be case law for if you're using just AI at a basis and you're not using enough human interaction, you won't have protection on it. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just reviewing summaries that I have found.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm really mindful of the full dependency on AI. I think it's a tool to make you better, not a tool to make you lazy. But if you are using some sort of sentiment training and you upload conversations, maybe upload them over the last 90 days or 6 months, you don't need to go super, super far back if you've had tons and tons of conversations. Then you can bucket and identify elements that if you have trigger words that your customer service team finds in questions, then it might be, hey, I want to ask, how can I make this conversation be transactional? In fact, I think every single conversation that is started in someone's inbox, of a brand's inbox, or on a post of a brand's profile is a transactional sales-based opportunity because they know you're not a person. They're talking with a brand. And if you're a brand, that means you're not a corporate and people don't want to talk to corporates. Corporates are like this mystery thing, but you're a brand. I'm expecting you to engage with me and I'm telling you I'm open to being sold because I'm going out of my way to talk to you. So if you ignore them or if you're just, or something that's really terminal and finite in the conversation, oh, we're so glad that you liked it, you're really disservicing yourself. So with all that, add training, sales training, if you can, to your customer experience team. If you really are SOP centric, identify what are common conversations, what are trigger words for some easy sales wins. But if you're using the following techniques that we've talked about, if you've optimized your profile so that new people that are discovering are like, oh, wow, this is really cool, I can get a lot out of this, ways that you can start driving traffic to your website, one that we found that works really well, which is actually changing a little bit because now there are broadcast channels on Instagram. So depending if you have like a guru-based business or it's all content forward, you might want to do Instagram channel broadcasts instead of going to the website, but just letting them know, hey, this is really great. We know there's a lot of stuff that you're seeing. We'd love to send you some additional information. We've got this newsletter here. And then you're able to get that first party data, get their information, capture their email, send them to a special page if you can, make like a perpetualtraffic.com/IG friends, and then just make a quick landing page that tells them like, we're so excited you came here from Instagram. Here's an Instagram special. Let's get deeper into this conversation. And then you might change two or three of those first emails to be all about like their Instagram experience and things that like, hey, let's make sure you're sending us your profile. You can ask more questions. But if you're using the conversation, letting them know, hey, there's value, we'll send this to your inbox. Or you can, depending on how sophisticated your team is, you can use trigger words and let them know that we'll send you like mini challenges or messenger bot updates, but also like the Instagram channels. If you have a following that's over 20,000 or a person specifically, that's going to get a better deliverability than emails. We're coming into Q4. It's the most competitive time in someone's inbox for SMS and email. So I would just consider the broadcast channel as an alternative.
That's brilliant.
Sorry, that was like a long monologue.
No, it was a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. SOL, the number 8.com.